Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. The New South Wales Government will introduce legislation this week, putting an end to the culling of brumbies in the Snowy Mountains. The bill will look at ways to keep the population of the wild horse in check through non-lethal methods. But conservationists argue the move will put native plants and animals at risk. Reporter Eleni Lambetsos spoke to the Nature Conservation Council's Daisy Barham about why she believes the cull should continue.
The feral horse is the most destructive pest species in our fragile Snowy Mountains. The government should follow the science and ensure that we pass the park on in a healthy state to future generations. Simply allowing more feral horses to expand in the national park is devastating for the local animals that call it home.
What sort of impact do you predict or have you seen in the past of these brumbies having on that local plant and animal life?
We know that feral horses have a big impact. They're heavy-hooved, they're huge animals that simply haven't evolved to live in the really fragile alpine environment of the Snowy Mountains. So they compact soils, they ruin waterways and pollute water sources for other animals. They also eat a lot of food, which other native animals have relied on. This is a fragile ecosystem. It hasn't evolved with this kind of impact of feral horses. And it's quite a devastating outcome and decision by the Berejiklian government.
There are some parts of this legislation that will look at areas of the park to maintain a healthy level of population and see, you know, where there can be some without having too much of an impact. Does that not provide any sort of comfort to you?
National parks are areas that belong to everybody in New South Wales, and they're designed to protect our incredible variety of plant and animal species. So allowing feral horses to expand in the park will have a devastating impact and undermine our entire network of national parks.
So what's that solution then to this issue?
Well, there is still time for Premier Berejiklian to step in. We know this is something that the National Party is really pushing. However, Berejiklian should listen to the science. We know that culling is absolutely necessary. These animals simply don't belong there. And it's also inhumane to continue to allow them in the kind of plague proportions that they're emerging in. So it's absolutely vital our Premier intervenes here and does what's best and removes these animals from the park.
Nature Conservation Council's Daisy Barham speaking with Eleni Lambetsos there. New South Wales Nationals leader John Barilaro says the Brumbies Bill will protect the heritage value and cultural significance of the Snowy Mountains Brumby. Once it passes Parliament, the Environment Minister will prepare a heritage management plan in order to identify areas within the Kosciuszko National Park where populations will be maintained and set rules around the animals' management. The legislation will also require all future plans of management for Kosciuszko National Park to recognise the cultural significance of the Brumby. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you'd ever like to get in touch, send me through an email. The address, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.